Our text for the meditation is taken from the psalm for today, selected verses from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Thus far the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our text deals with praising God, with worshiping the true God. A believer, of course, can worship God silently or out loud, anywhere, anytime, by himself or with other believers. Our focus this morning will be on public worship of the Lord, because the title of Psalm 92 gives us the reliable information that this psalm was used on and perhaps composed for the Sabbath day. As we know, the Jews on the Sabbath gathered together for public corporate worship of Yahweh. The verses of our text teach us why, using the opening words of the psalm, it is good to praise the Lord. That is, to worship God together with other believers. Thus, these verses remind us and the people we will be serving why it is important to be regular in attending worship services. We remember that it is good to praise the Lord for three reasons. Such worship is enjoined, it is enjoyable, and it is also enriching. It is good to praise the Lord in public worship, since this praising is enjoined. That is, it is commanded. We are aware of the scripture passages which indicate that believers in an area are to gather together regularly for praising and worshiping God. The first commandment says, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God." And in the light of the rest of Scripture, this certainly includes public worship. Even before the Scriptures were written, the godly engaged in such worship, calling on the name of the Lord publicly, as we know from the end of Genesis chapter 4, and as we can see in the lives of the patriarchs. So this worship of God is our duty. It is our duty because this is why God made the human race, to serve and praise him, as do the angels. And God accepts the praises of those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Who or what else should receive the worship of people but God alone, the maker and sustainer of this universe? Our duty becomes our safeguard. Publicly proclaiming the praises of God, we are led away from inordinate attention to the creature, and rather we have our focus on the Creator. This worship leads us away from a wrong self-interest. Also, it is good to join in public worship of the Lord when we explicitly verbalize our praises, speak them out loud, because this praising is enjoyable. Our duty is our delight. It is a man's duty to love his wife. It is also his delight. One reason worshiping the Lord is enjoyable is because in doing this, we are again fulfilling the role for which we were made by God. People by nature, left to themselves, will worship, but they will worship a false god or gods. As such, they will be missing the basic point for their existence, and they will be living incomplete, unhappy lives, lives which are disturbed and lacking peace. Believers have been blessed with knowledge of and faith in the true God. Knowing him as they do, they delight in worshiping God, and so they experience the goodness of praising God. They experience the joy and happiness and satisfaction of worshiping the one true God. Knowing God in faith, we find it enjoyable to think about God's wonderful love for us, and to think about his constant faithfulness And as a result, we enjoy proclaiming these in public worship. We are delighted by the truth that God is our rock. Living as we do in a world which is always changing and full of deceptive quicksand. And so we like to praise our steadfast, unchanging God. We are reassured when we hear the truth that God is upright and there is no wickedness in him. And so we lovingly confess our holy God. As our psalm says, we are made glad when we meditate on God's wondrous deeds, so that we sing for joy at the works of his hands. And praising God together in public worship, we give each other encouragement in our faith. Our joy is increased. Thus we believers find it good to praise the Lord because we have been led to understand spiritual realities and we perceive with the eyes of faith God's wondrous deeds on our behalf, including his greatest act, our salvation. God's saving activity is the basis and cause for our praising him. We confess that we have been sinful from the moment of conception and that our sinful nature has been manifest in our lives and all our transgressions of God's law. Left to ourselves, we would be hopeless, helpless, condemned on the road to hell. But God the Father sent his Son to be our Savior. And Jesus Christ, becoming a man, acquired salvation with his perfect life, his death, and his resurrection. Because of Jesus, we have forgiveness. He has won for us everlasting life, which God bestows on us out of his grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We rejoice, we exalt, we boast in the God of our salvation. Worshiping God in public is our duty. It is also our delight. And these truths are brought out for us in a very clear way in the lesson today from 1 Peter. God has saved us that we might serve and praise him. That is our duty. Peter writes to believers in first century AD, Asia Minor, and to believers throughout the New Testament era. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Yet we eagerly, willingly praise the Lord. He has called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. We have the blessed status of being people of God because of his grace and love. Worshiping the Lord publicly indeed is our delight. And such worship is good also for a third reason. Not only is it enjoined and enjoyable, it is also enriching. God comes to us in the worship service. He comes to us through the word, which we sing and chant and read responsively and confess. Through the word read at the lectern, preached in the pulpit, prayed at the altar. Through the word we hear in holy baptism when we witness a miracle. Through the word visualized in the Lord's Supper when God touches us in a very personal way. Through this word, God strengthens our faith. We are enriched spiritually. As part of this enriching, God equips and empowers us to serve him. He equips and empowers us for godly living. Through his word, God motivates and strengthens us to keep on praising him in public worship and to show our faith in other ways. He enables us, like healthy plants and trees, to bear fruit, good works for his glory. Using the imagery of our text, the righteous believers planted in the house of the Lord, regularly attending worship services, will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. They will continue to grow in the faith and increase in their bearing fruit for the Lord. In fact, as our text says, these worshipers will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green spiritually. After this life, our praising the Lord and bearing fruit for him, this continues in the life to come. We who have made calls on older brothers and sisters in Christ know what a powerful witness they can give. They may not be able to do very much from a physical standpoint, but they are still praising the Lord and bearing fruit for Him with their thoughts and with their words. Guided by our text, we can see these older believers in the worship services as beautiful examples of God's goodness. Planted by the Lord in His house, they are still flourishing like a palm tree. They are growing like a cedar of Lebanon. They are, by God's grace, remaining fresh and green. Our text reminds us that it is good to praise the Lord, and specifically to praise the Lord in public worship, to be regular in attending worship services. Such worship is enjoined, but it is also enjoyable, and it is certainly enriching. May our prayer be, Lord, keep us planted in Your house, that we may forever praise You, our rock and our salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which does far more than our hearts and minds can do, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.